Section 4. You will hear a speaker talking about the Bauhaus movement in Germany. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon. I'm Jake Ackerman, and I'm going to talk to you today about a 20th century architectural movement, the Bauhaus, which has had a profound impact on contemporary design. The term Bauhaus in German means house construction or art of building. But it also alludes to Bauhut, the name of a medieval stonemasons' guild. Originally, the Staatliche Bauhaus, to give it its full name, was an art school set up by a German architect, Walter Gropius. Gropius had previously been appointed director of the Grand Ducal School of Arts and Crafts in Weimar in 1915. Under Gropius, the school was merged with the Weimar Academy of Fine Art in 1919 to become the Bauhaus. As the previous name of the school suggests, it had been inspired by the English arts and crafts movement led by William Morris, who advocated traditional craftsmanship and the use of simple forms with no distinction between function and form. Another influence on the Bauhaus was the Russian constructivist art and design movement, which saw art as a social practice and not one that is divorced from all other aspects of life. The most important cultural movement in shaping the Bauhaus, however, was modernism, which rejected traditional and classical art and design practices as irrelevant to the modern industrial world. This quest to merge art and design with functionality led Gropius to state that the Bauhaus strives to collect all artistic creativity into a unity, to reunite all artistic disciplines, sculpture, painting, design, and handicraft, into a new architecture. Ironically, perhaps, the Bauhaus was originally intended to be a school which combined architecture with art and craft, but in the first few years of the school there were no architecture classes. What architectural output there was produced by Gropius and his architectural partner Adolf Meyer. Among the first members of the faculty were eminent artists, including sculptor Gerhard Marx and painters Paul Klee and Vasily Kandinsky. The program was both experimental and theoretical. The initial curriculum included a foundation course in the first year where students were introduced to color theory and basic principles of design. The students also experimented with many materials and processes. This was followed by a further 2 years of design specialization. Gradually, by the early 1920s, the Bauhaus style was moving away from traditional craftwork and leaning more towards functional, modern design, which suited the new industrial age. Gropius, who remained the director until 1928, set out to produce beautiful functional objects which anyone could afford. One example of this was his F51 chair, which he designed for the Bauhaus director's room. Its boxy, cantilevered form is like a piece of sculpture, and it remains timelessly modern, even after almost 100 years. It is emblematic of Gropius' state-of-art construction techniques. By this time, the fundamentals of the Bauhaus style were emerging. Sparse and undecorated, Bauhaus architecture favored the functional and asymmetrical. Typically cubic, sometimes curved and open plan, with smooth facades in a single primary color, usually white. This style became also known as the international style. The city of Weimar had long been the seat of artistic endeavor, having been the home of the German Enlightenment in the 18th century. It drew musicians, artists, and writers throughout the 19th century, and after World War I, it became the site of the new Democratic Republic of Weimar. In this period, it thrived as a liberal center of arts and culture. However, by 1924, with the rise of conservative political pressures, the Bauhaus funding was halved and the staff given short-term contracts. Gropius closed the school in Weimar and offered the school up to other cities. Gropius chose the industrial city of Dessau, as it commissioned him to design and build his own school. The city provided funding and a development site for the building, as well as another for three semi-detached houses for faculty members. The city remains the owner of both these properties. In 1994, the building became the Bauhaus Dessau Foundation for Experimental Design, Research, and Teaching, and 2 years later was declared a UNESCO World Cultural Heritage Site. It was at Dessau that the Bauhaus style was cemented, its architectural productivity increased, and the school gained profitable commissions, particularly under the new leadership of Hans Meyer, who replaced Gropius as the head when he retired. Throughout the 1920s, the school flourished.
That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.